But right now, we want to talk to our friends from CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated. They've been hard at work, for well over a year now on combating homelessness, in particular youth homelessness here in the Mill City, and they have another summit coming up here very soon. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're excited to have in our Lowell Spinners studios with us Amanda Millardo, who is the Director of Youth Services at CTI. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good to have you here. Carl Howell is with us as well. He is the Division Director of Housing and Home Services. Did I get that right?
Yes, homeless services.
Homeless services. Home services. See, that's what happens when I write abbreviations. Welcome to both of you here into
Thank
the
you.
Studios. So is this a follow-up summit? You had done a big one last year, if I remember, or was
yes,
it earlier
yes,
this year?
Yes, a year ago we did our first youth homeless summit, and that was really to bring awareness and try to build some momentum within the community to really start addressing youth homelessness and the rise of it.
You certainly did bring awareness because we knew that there were obviously, like any urban center, a gateway city, Lowell has a certain homeless population. We knew that among those had to be some children, in particular school-age children. I don't think anybody realized just how many until we started to see the findings of your summit and the work you've been doing to research it.
Yes, correct. I think off the rough data that we've had going into this last year, it looked like around 200 youth. But over the last 6 to 7 months, we've served over 100 youth since our services have been available. So we do see that since there is a need, there are some services, we're seeing a large number of youth coming forward and looking for some kind of basic crisis support.
And we're also seeing the city act on this, on the overall homeless problem. They're in the process, I believe, of hiring a kind of a director to oversee the entire homeless problem and try to coordinate different agencies. In terms of the youth population, however, what's being done? What have we seen done specifically, Amanda, as a result of last year's summit and the findings?
Well, there's been a lot of really great things that have happened over the past 9 months. First of all, I came on board with CTI, and so I've been working there, which has been really exciting and wonderful.
There's one great thing, right?
I know. Thank you. So from that initial event that we had, we've been able to develop upwards of 5 programs or so to provide services to these young folks. And some of these programs really include just, access to basic needs, so case management services, supportive services, and just connection to like local resources. But we also have pathways to housing through transitional housing programs and rapid rehousing programs. We have an outreach team that goes out, so we're working very closely with the shelters and other community partners to identify youth who are sleeping in either shelter or outside or wherever. We are actually in the process right now of opening up our Milieu, which is located at 167 Dutton Street, and that's going to be a space located in our Youth Opportunity Center. That's going to be a space where young people can go and access basic needs like shower, laundry, and direct case management support. So we're really excited about all of the great gains that we've made and that, it's been a wonderful experience getting to know these young people. Programming aside, we also have developed a youth advisory board, which is made up of, young people who are experiencing homelessness or housing insecurity. The meetings that we have, our board meetings happen the first Wednesday of every month. And that time is basically used for young folks to be able to have like a platform to, talk to each other, develop that community, but then also really raise awareness of some of the barriers that they are facing. So there's been a lot happening. It's been really exciting.
I was going to ask, what has proven to be the bigger challenge? Is it finding them, doing the outreach, and you getting out there, or having folks come forward and talk about their plight and basically ask for help or take advantage of the various services that are now being offered?
Well, I think it's been a combination of all of that. We have a lot of young folks that are couch surfing that don't really even recognize that they are homeless or they're struggling with this issue because they have a place that they can stay. It's never long term, obviously. They can't really be hopping from place to place, or they can't be staying with a friend for more than a couple weeks at a time. So it makes it difficult for them to maybe maintain regular attendance at school or work. So really kind of raising awareness and being able to help those people and help them kind of realize that there are services and other supports there that can help them get to where they need to be. Outreaching, like, we've been able to really partner with a lot of great agencies and kind of be around the community. So that's something that we're still kind of starting to really recognize, like, where young people are, how to access them. Because the programming is so new, it's just been one of those things that we're continually working on.
What is the biggest cause? What's the main cause for somebody, especially a youth, becoming homeless? Is it a bad family situation? Is it poverty? What are you finding?
Right now, what we're finding is that it's a lot of family conflict. There's a lot of disconnect, and there's a significant play that has to do with mental health and substance use disorder. So a combination of all of those things, it's kind of a perfect storm.
Carl, let's talk a little bit about what's being done on your end, and what are some of the things that you hope to do going forward? Because with these things, that you always find the problem evolves. Mm-hmm. You know, you may be able to make headway in one aspect of a problem, but then something kind of like a dam, right? A leak will spring up somewhere else if you're not kind of doing something all encompassing. So, what are you hoping that we can get to in the next year?
I mean, I think over the next year, our real focus, and Amanda already kind of spoke to it, is our resource mapping and making sure that if youth are engaging in age-appropriate services, that all the community partners are aware of what services are offered by everyone, so that if they come to CTI for a specific service that we don't offer, we know that they can go to, the Boys and Girls Club or UTEC or, some other youth-focused programming. So the resource mapping is really vital. We've done a community needs assessment, not only for the greater Lowell, but also a larger region called the North Middlesex region. And we're really trying to figure that out so that we can direct youth to the appropriate resources and also help train providers on a youth, I guess like more like a youth-friendly approach to working with them.
I was going to ask, how much of this is a, quote, Lowell problem versus a wider problem of the whole area, the whole state, and probably the country by some extension? And what happens is people tend to congregate in the larger cities, the gateway cities, because that's where many of the services that can help them are. People who are listening out there in suburbia, I always love to pick on Andover because my sister lives out there, or in Westford, the wealthy communities. They think, yeah, this isn't going on in my community. How many of the youth that you're dealing with come from some of these suburban communities and maybe the wealthier, tonier ones at that?
Yeah, I do think that there is obviously a Lowell focus because our headquarters is in Lowell and we're serving that community. But CTI serves 63 other cities and towns in the Commonwealth, and our resources do reach out to those communities, and we're seen as a place to go for services. And so we are trying to also generate those relationships outside of Lowell so that when a youth is experiencing housing instability or food insecurity in, say, Westford, that someone can call us and we can direct them to resources in Westford or their surrounding communities, so they're not having to come to Lowell.
Have surrounding communities done a good enough job providing services to be able to meet some of these challenges?
I mean, I think that the youth homeless initiative and the awareness of it is, I think, something that people kind of maybe knew, but it's a really new movement. People are really starting to see that youth are leaving, say, foster programming and really have no place to go once they turn 18 and are couch surfing and become homeless. Research is also showing that the homeless population that we see, the individual homeless population that we see in the streets or in shelters, they might be between 35 and 50. However, when you look at their history, they experience a lot of homelessness as a young adult. Mm-hmm. And if you reduce the homelessness they experience as a young adult, it decreases their future homelessness dramatically.
The tough cycle to break,
exactly,
isn't it?
Right.
It is 8:25 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Amanda Millardo, Carl Howell from CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated, both involved with youth services and housing and homelessness. Here to talk about the work that has been done, but also the work that needs to keep happening. And to that end, another one of these summits, youth homeless summits, mm-hmm. summits is on tap.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we have our second annual youth homeless summit that's going to be at the UMass Conference Center. Just around the corner. That is from 8 o'clock registration till 1 o'clock on July 23rd, next Monday.
September 23rd.
Oh, sorry, September.
I
want to go back to July. Really,
yeah, please do, Carl. How many folks do you figure will be attending for that? And should folks sign up ahead of time or...
Yes, so right now we're expecting about 120 people in attendance, and there will be a heavy youth presence as well. You can register for the event. It's free. Community Teamwork, it's our website, so comteam.org. And so, yeah, we'd love for everyone to participate in it. We've got a fun-filled day. And we're really excited, too. Something that I didn't mention before is, you know, being able to, you know, host or have this event at the UMass Lowell Inn and Conference Center, because UMass Lowell and Middlesex Community College have been a very pivotal part in this. And the work that we do, we also do work with college students as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully everyone can attend.
And when you say everyone can attend, you're not just talking about the youth in our communities. You're talking about adults, business holders, mm-hmm. anybody who has a stake in the community.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yep.
We're looking for all stakeholders. This is a community issue, and we need everyone at the table to really become more aware of what's going on, as well as engaged.
So I'm curious whether you expect, oftentimes follow-up events aren't as big or as well attended as the first one. People think, ah, you know, they did it. They're working on the issues. I'm curious with this one, now that more attention has been paid and we have a better understanding of just how vast the problem is, whether you're going to be able to top it or you're expecting to top the attendance. You said 120 you anticipate, Amanda?
Roughly,
Yeah, I think it's actually more than that, the last registration that I saw, which is more than what we had last time. So
that's what I was wondering. Is the number greater?
The number is greater. I think we still have a week left, and hopefully people are listening to this and they're becoming more aware. But I think, you know, we're... based on the trends, we're looking at closer to 200 people attending this event, which will almost double what we did last year, which is amazing.
And one more time, the details on the event?
So it is Monday, September 23rd. Registration starts at 8:30 and it goes until 1 o'clock. And it is held at the UMass Lowell Inn and Conference Center. To register, you can go to Community Teamwork's website at www.comteam.org.
All right, and a question from... John from Lowell wants to know, what's the percentage of homelessness people with mental illness versus people who are just homeless teenagers or young adults or adults? I think he's asking, do we know what part some type of mental illness plays in this?
Well, so I would say that the majority of the young folks that come in to access our services all report having some sort of mental health concern. So that's all self-report. You know, I would say probably less than 50% are around that mark, which is pretty significant, I would say.
If 50% are self-reporting, then that means that the problem is bigger because there are some folks who may not recognize or don't want to admit to it,
exactly.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so when we ask those questions about mental health or the concerns around mental health, we focus most of that off of like behaviors that are associated with depression or anxiety, as opposed to outwardly asking them the question about like, do you have this or do you have that, and kind of figuring out what that baseline is. So... like you said, it all depends on what people perceive as being an issue and so forth.
Amanda and Carl, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for what you're doing out there. We'll have to do a follow-up, though, after your summit on Monday and kind of see what else we're gleaning and what other steps are taken to help combat this issue.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you
all
for
right,
having
great.
Us.
Thank
I really
you so much.
It.
Pleasure is always ours. It's 8:30 here on 980 WCAP. Time to get you caught up on your local news, weather, and traffic.